Put your flags up in the sky. Juggling the world. And wave them side to side. Show the world where you're from. Hi, everybody. Welcome to 英语口语每天学 I'm your friend Ben again. So, are you guys watching the World Cup now? 不知道大家有没有看昨天世界杯的比赛呢？在昨天巴西对克罗地亚的比赛中 ，sorry， 克罗地亚啊，克罗地亚的比赛中，巴西队的马塞洛打进了本届世界杯的第一个进球。但是这一个进球并没有让巴西队得分，因为他把球打进了自家的球门。So, defender Marcelo marched into the history books on Thursday by scoring Brazil's first goal at the World Cup. 巴西队的马塞洛在打入了这一个球之后，被载入了史册。为什么呢？因为这是巴西队参加世界杯历史上的第一个乌龙球。So, today we are going to learn how to express the meaning 乌龙球 in English. 所以今天呢我们要学习的就是如何用英语去表达乌龙球这样的概念。First of all, we have to know what is 乌龙球。首先我们必须得知道什么是乌龙球。OK, 乌龙球呢就是将球打进了自家的球门。在英语里我们说的乌龙球就会说 on goal。goal 大家都知道进球的意思 ,G-O-A-L, goal。own, O-W-N, own, 名词在这儿是自己。自己的球就叫做乌龙球 ,own goal. 进了一个乌龙球你就可以说 score an own goal, score an own goal, score, 得分。本届世界杯的第一个进球是乌龙球就可以这么说 ,the first goal in this World Cup is an own goal, the first goal in this World Cup is an own goal. 那么这个词 own goal 为什么会被翻译成乌龙球呢从语言学的角度来讲其历史大概是这样子英语里 on goal 与粤语里的乌龙意思发音非常的接近而粤语里乌龙有搞错乌里巴图的意思大约在上个世纪六七十年代香港的体育记者在报道中经常以乌龙来翻译 on goal 所以呢大陆记者也借用了香港的这种译法把 on goal 叫做乌龙球So guys, remember, next time when you are talking football with a foreigner, you can say on goal and use this word to communicate with them. So that's all for today. Thank you very much. See you next time. Bye-bye.